Hey everybody, thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage in this week's episode of Real Talk Real Estate. This is definitely an episode you're going to want to share with anybody who's thinking about doing any kind of home improvement at home this year, because I've got the new estimate or the cost versus value report that was produced by Riz Media. I'll link to the article in the description, or excuse me, in the comments down below, so you can take a look at all of these. But I did want to give out this information for anybody who's thinking of doing any kind of remodeling projects, especially if you think you might be selling your home in the next year to 2 years or 3 years, because the return on investment is something you absolutely need to keep in mind when you're thinking about doing any of these large cost improvements in your home. I'm going to go through the top five and the bottom five return on investments for a mid-range remodel or investment as far as this report goes. Now, the Riz Media report that I'm going to be quoting from, the cost versus value report comes from information from 149 different markets across the United States, with the return on investment numbers kind of coming from the average sales price increases that are coming from data from real estate agents that have listed and sold these properties about a year after these investments or these upgrades have been made in the home. So, start off for the first, the top five return on investment upgrades that you can make in your home in 2018. Number one, manufactured stone veneer is coming in with a 97.1% return on your investment. So that means you're probably going to recoup about 97% of the money that you put into your cost of your stone veneer siding. Now, that's not going to be 100% the case all the time, every time, but that's kind of the average that people are seeing as far as the return after they're selling, about a year after they're making that upgrade. Number two, steel entry door replacement is coming in with a 91.3% return on investment. You know, I tell people all the time, you get one chance to make a first impression, and the curb appeal and the entryway are definitely two things that you absolutely need to focus on when you're upgrading your home. So we're really seeing good return on investment with that front door, that entryway, because that's the first impact that people have when they're coming into the house. Number three is a bathroom addition. Now, that's actually adding another bathroom, and that is going to come in, a deck addition. I was looking at the bottom three. Deck addition is going to come into play because when you're putting on a new deck, outdoor entertaining space is something that is big right now. People are loving outdoor living space, outdoor entertaining space, so adding a deck is a great return on investment, coming in at 82.8%. Number four, it's a minor kitchen remodel. Now, with a minor kitchen remodel, that's definitely updating some things. It's maybe changing out your flooring, maybe some hardware, updating the cabinets, maybe not replacing them. A minor kitchen remodel is going to return about 81% of your investment, which is a really huge return if you think about it. Your kitchen is generally the most expensive room in your house that you can update. So making sure you're getting that really nice return, if you're putting that kind of money into it, 81% on the return, that's pretty phenomenal. And then number five, siding replacement. Now, that's not the veneer stone look. That's just any kind of siding replacement, like a vinyl siding that you're going to be putting on the house to make sure it's updated. The maintenance has been taken care of. If there's any nicks or any holes in the siding anywhere, you're getting those taken off. That's going to provide a 76.7% return on your investment. So those were the top five updates that you can make in 2018. Now, if you've looked at these numbers in the past, you may realize that these numbers are actually a little bit lower return on investment than you could have seen in the past. And a lot of that is due to the fact that the hurricanes and the storms and everything that we had happen last year caused a lot of material costs to go up. So the return on investment went down a little bit across the board on all updates in 2018. Truth is we're kind of seeing those prices level out. Everything should be good. We may not see as low of return moving forward, but they are a little bit lower than they were last year. So like I said previously, the top five return on investment updates that you can make in the mid-range update levels are manufactured stone veneer, entry door replacement, addition of a wood deck, a minor kitchen remodel, and replacing your siding. So let's talk about the bottom five return on investment updates that you can make. If you're going to be trying to sell your home in the next year, these are the things that maybe you don't want to focus on. These are the things that maybe you don't want to spend the money on because you're not going to get that much return back on them once you get the money into it. So those bottom five that you're going to have in the mid-range are number one, backyard patio. Backyard patio addition is only going to give you about a 47% return on investment. That means you're throwing away over half of the cost that you put into it. to put in a backyard patio. So if you're thinking of what can I do to increase the value of my home, backyard patio is not necessarily the place that I would be focusing on trying to get any kind of return on your investment there. Number two, master suite addition, 56.6% return on investment. Now, you know, you may be thinking, hey, master suites are a big thing that can sell a house. That's true. But if you have other rooms in your house that can function as a master suite, maybe they don't have an ensuite bath, but they got one nearby, try focusing on those other higher return on investment updates first and leave this one kind of on the back burner. Maybe you focus on it if you need to, if somebody's really interested in having that master suite addition. Number three, major kitchen remodels. This is going in, gutting everything, new appliances, new cabinets, new countertops, getting it all done. That's a good thing to do. It is going to be, like I said, much more expensive in the mid-range level than any other room in the house, but you're only going to see about a 59% return on investment. So you're not going to see as much of a return on investment as you would if you're doing those minor kitchen upgrades that I talked about previously. Number four is going to be a bathroom addition. You're probably going to see a little bit under a 60% return on investment on that, a little bit better than the kitchen remodel, but still not that great. Truth is, it's going to cost you on average in our area about $10,000 to $15,000, depending on how upscale you want to go with adding another bathroom. You're only going to get about 60% of that return back to you. Like I said previously, you can focus that money on other areas that are going to give you a better return and focus on kind of just updating the bathrooms that you already have in the house if necessary. And then number five, a composite deck addition. Now, a wood deck addition is something that I said was one of the highest return on investments, but the composite material deck addition is actually one of the lowest because the material cost is so high, you're really only going to see about a 63.6% return on investment. So if you're looking at putting a deck on, wood is the way to go, especially redwoods and cedar woods and things of that nature, because they always offer the highest return on investment. So, like I said, this is the 2018 report that was just put out by Riz Media. I will have a link to that article just down here in the comments below. And be sure, like I said, to like this video and share it with anyone that you know who's thinking of making any updates in 2018 to get their home ready to sell in the next year or so. Focusing on what's important and making sure they're maximizing their return on investment is definitely the best way to go. Also, I want to hear from you guys. Let me know in the comments down below any questions you might have on any things that you might be considering updating in your home. And also, be sure to check out that article and take a look at all the other return on investment ideas for the most and the least positive things that you can do in your house. As always, you can send me a message with any questions or topics that you want me to cover here on Real Talk Real Estate, or give me a call at 812-779-6273 anytime, and I'd be happy to discuss any questions about real estate that you might have. Looking forward to hearing from you guys, and looking forward to continuing to do this Real Talk Real Estate live at 5 here in 2018. Have a great one.